Good morning. 8:39 a.m. on the 5th of July, 2014, a Saturday morning. I can't tell you. 60 minutes flat, wow. I can't tell you just how little I wanted to go for this walk this morning. The evening was long, the night was short, and I slept in, so I've been groggy for the last hour and a half. I did get a cup of coffee. I'm looking for food. I think I talked yesterday about how little I like fireworks. I actually like fireworks. I don't like getting there and trying to get home again. It wasn't as bad last night as it has been some nights. In part because I basically ignored it until they came to get me to take me. Or more precisely, they came to get me to drive them. They being family. So I was able to pretty much put it out of my mind till almost 9 o'clock. I drove over thinking we're never going to find a place to park, and we parked a lot further away than normal, which meant we were out of the main crush. We had to find a couple of different spots on the lawn to look between the trees. The whole time I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, I wonder what the West Nile stats are going to do in about 3 days. Mosquitoes were out, enjoying the smorgasbord. It's going to get hot today. At the moment, it's like 60 degrees, or was 60 degrees when I left the house in the shade. Once you get in the sun, all bets are off. I didn't get my lawn mowed yesterday, which means I'm probably not going to get it mowed today either, because it's already too hot and the grass is still wet. There's a little breeze. I think it's died down. Which is too bad because it felt good. There's a few leaves rustling. Maybe just because I'm down in the neighborhood and surrounded by walls. The Hachette Amazon kerfuffle is becoming less and less amusing by the day. Hachette is arguing for higher prices on their books. Amazon is saying, no, I don't think so. So Hachette is putting out a whole raft of PR about it. And they've enlisted the help of some authors. The letter is out there now. I haven't read it yet. But I mentioned it the other day. And there's actually a rebuttal. I haven't read that either. I did read some of it on Conrath's Newbie's Guide to Publishing. I always take Conrath with 5 pound salt lick. He's got his own agenda. He's not shy about it, so understanding that he has an agenda, and he's quite blatant about his agenda, it's sort of possible to winnow out some of the more egregious commentary. Apparently, Chuck Wendig took some exception to Conrath's takedown of the letter. And so Conrath took on Chuck Wendig.
Morning.
Morning. Chuck is not known for his reasoned discourse. And more and more, I don't read him. Oh yeah, Wendig blowing off again. In large part because he doesn't actually make sense a lot of the time. I mean, in this case, the traditional publishers, the Hachette authors, are trying to convince the reading public that Amazon is evil because they're hurting readers and hurting writers. And unfortunately, they're not really making a case. Amazon may be evil because of their warehouse conditions, although I'd really like to see comparison between Amazon and some of the other warehouse conditions. Warehouse work is grinding. By the nature of the work. It's time sensitive by the nature of the work. Is Amazon any worse than anyone else? I don't know. It could be. Could be. That was disgusting. I just walked through a swarm of small white bugs. Oh yeah, I should have come up an hour ago. I've made the eastern turn and it's gonna broil Monk Post. That's a bit of shade. Indeed. that's pretty much it until I get back to the house, I think. Wow. Yeah, I'm not going to be running right home and jumping on the lawnmower. So, yeah, the whole Hachette publishing thing makes me glad I've not published through any of them. Good morning. There's another whole consortium of people who have been sold out to Ingram, who were bought by small presses years ago. The presses formed Coalition. Coalition got bought up by a distributor. A distributor has now been bought out by Ingram. None of these people can get their rights back. And none of them have... much control over their work anymore. It's kind of a pain. Having had very little control over my work for way too long, I can certainly appreciate it. For me, it was only a matter of months. Yikes. Yikes being it's hot, holy crap. For being only 60 degrees. I wonder if it's gone up much in the last half hour, 20 minutes. Five degrees. According to the official Greeley temperature, which is probably out at the airport, so yeah, 5 degrees in 4 degrees in 30 minutes, 8 degrees an hour. In another hour, it'll be above, it'll be approaching 80. Because I can only expect that the temperature will rise faster as the sun gets going, gets up there. God mowing his lawn. Smart move. I probably should have been mowing the lawn instead of walking, but you know what? Grass will still be there. I keep saying I need to get ahead of it, but I never do. I keep saying a lot of things that I never do, so. At some point, things will turn around here. I'm not exactly sure where, when, how. I'm pushing. My legs are telling me about it. It's Saturday. I keep thinking it's like a holiday. It's like Sunday. Because yesterday was the 4th, and I grilled salmon for supper. My elder daughter, who does not like salmon, was out for the evening with her boyfriend and his family.
2.0 miles in 32 minutes, 15 seconds. Oh. 16 minutes, 15 seconds per mile.
Not bad. 16 and a quarter on the back half. So a little over 32 minutes. Not bad. But she was out, and she doesn't like salmon. So I made a fast run down to the grocery store and picked up salmon for the three of us. Then forgot the potato salad. I did get corn on the cob. That was quite delicious. Not as delicious as it could have been if it was really fresh, but it was still pretty good. Oh. And here I am, out the back gate once more. Tomorrow? Well, tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.